yeah, I'm 46 years old, man, and I like the technology, and I know I don't look a day over 70, you know. Technology just creeps. Everybody has a camera now. That creeps me out. Everybody's got a fucking camera and a video camera. It's nuts. About a year ago, I'm walking to work, and this kid chases me on 6th Avenue and goes, hey, Artie, man, remember we hung out together once in Portland, Oregon? And I said, dude, you know, I've been all over. I don't think I've ever been to Portland, Oregon. He pulls out his phone, starts doing like this with the fucking pictures. And 10 seconds later, he shows me a picture of me and him in front of a sign that says, welcome to Portland, Oregon. And he looks all happy. I look like Keith Richards after he just came out of Studio 54. I'm like... And I said, what was I doing there? He goes, you did stand-up at a theater. And I said, did you see me? And he said, yeah. I said, how was I? And he goes, you seemed a little drunk. But the GPS in people's cars, that's like black fucking magic to me. That creeps me out. You could be in Peru and some chick goes, make a right in 20 feet. What? That is really nuts, especially if you're an older person. Younger people grew up with that shit. But that, you know, and first of all, does it have to be a woman giving you directions? We have to be that politically correct, all right? When's the last time you asked a fucking woman for directions? You guys get lost later in downtown Newark. You're gonna ask the first woman you see for directions? Right. Let's go all the way with the political correctness. Let's make it an Asian woman. You get on Route 46. What'd you say, Route 22? No, I said Route 46! Arguing with my GPS. My GPS just gave me a happy ending. No! I'm sorry. No, I tell you, that's a perfect opportunity for some celebrities to make some voiceover money. Like if Mike Tyson were the GPS voice, I would never not use it. I would make excuses to fucking use it in the middle of the night. Could you imagine Mike Tyson on your GPS?
Drive 2.3 miles till you see a stop sign. When you get to the stop sign, get out of the car, make a right-hand turn. Then realize you should have been in the car when you made the turn. Recalculating. Drive another 3.6 miles and pull into a Sunoco station.
As I was thinking of that, I had a medical discovery. It's impossible to be depressed if, as Mike Tyson, you say, Sunoco station. The people, the drug companies that make antidepressants, they don't want you to know this. I'm telling you. Try it. You could be at your best friend's funeral. Like, yeah, Dave, I miss you. Sunoco station. He wants to be in Broadway now. He's got a one-man show on Broadway. Him in the Broadway world is fantastic.
The next thing I'm doing is Streetcar Named Desire with Sarah Jessica Parker. Stella! Stella, you white hoe! I'll fuck you till you love me, Stella.
Stella, you white bitch, you couldn't last 2 minutes in my world, Stella. All right, Mike, we got it, all right? You don't like Stella. I tell you, one of the most fun moments I ever had on the Howard Stern Show, in the 8 years I was on the show. Yeah. Thank you, of course, yeah. Yes. One time we had 50 Cent, the rapper, 50 Cent was on the show. And he told us that he bought Mike Tyson's old house in Connecticut. So Howard looked at me and that was my cue to do a Mike Tyson impression. So we were on Sirius. I was doing real dark rated R shit. I said, listen, 50 Cent, whatever you do, don't redecorate my rape room. Took me 3 years to find the right shade of green to rape a bitch to, motherfucker. Don't redecorate my rape room, 50 Cent, you rapper, 50 Cent motherfucker, 50 Cent. And I was laughing, and Robin was laughing, and Howard was laughing. 50 Cent was not laughing. Quite frankly, he looked annoyed. But he looked at all three of us, and he said the funniest fucking thing. He shook his head, and he went, y'all act like Mike don't still knock motherfuckers out. And true that. That got me thinking. Yeah. I was thinking after that one.